Broadcasting live from the Loudermilk Center in Atlanta, Georgia, it's the Wise Speed Coaching Event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hi, it's Linda Frakes here again with the Wise Women Speed Coaching Event. I think we're wrapping it up with the two stars of the evening here tonight. We are welcoming Susan Nethero. I hope I said that correctly.
You did.
Formerly of Intimacy, world famous for that.
Yeah.
And now on to funding other entrepreneurs, I understand.
That's right. Where my husband and I are very focused on investing in women and making sure that they have capital to operate their businesses and to achieve the kind of growth that we know is there and is possible. And women are creating so many wonderful businesses, so it's not a hard thing to do.
Right.
But it's wonderful to be a part of it.
That's fantastic. Thanks for being here tonight. I know you were a huge part of the event.
Well, thank you.
And the person that invited you, I'm assuming, right, is Grace Fricks with ACE.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about how the idea of the event came about.
Well, ACE is a lender, a small business lender, that couples its loans with business advisory services.
Terrific.
And so we were trying to think about how to reach more people. Mm-hmm. And we had so many friends and supporters like Susan who have great expertise, and then we've got many borrowers and other types of clients who could benefit greatly from their expertise. So we asked Susan and we put it together, and those who have been most successful came in and they just went through it like speed dating.
Yeah, that's right. It sounds like it's exactly like that, huh? I'm sorry I missed that part of it. We were out here talking to people, but all the feedback we got was fabulous about the coaching. Absolutely. So were you a coach as well, Susan, or were you a keynote, or what role did you play?
Well, yes, I had a group of women, you know, usually three or four women together, and it was terrific to hear about the range of businesses that women are pursuing or have even, you know, been successful at so far. And, you know, the interesting part was they were all coming for the reasons of improving their business or maybe getting a first stab at something, mm-hmm. getting some new ideas that they could go back with. And, you know, taking time out, which is so hard to do as an entrepreneur.
Right.
But to be able to try to offer some advice that, you know, in a broad range of different topics that might be pertinent to a broad range of people, it was a good challenge. But I loved it. I thought it was absolutely fun. You know, sometimes as a mentor, you work one-on-one with people, and it's a much more thoughtful process. But here we're able to, you know, just use our spontaneity to, you know, kind of brainstorm
right.
with them.
That's great. So you know, what topics did you cover tonight?
Well, you know, there were some people who came whose ideas or businesses were pretty young.
Okay.
So having a plan and, you know, kind of setting out a course of action, thinking about how you're going to function to make money.
Right.
Some people have come from like a nonprofit background, so they didn't necessarily know about how they were going to generate capital or money.
Right, right.
Other people had a lot of ideas or questions about, well, how can I market this? You know, how can I reach my customer better? What kind of stories do they need to hear, the consumer, in order to buy something? So that was very interesting, too. And in one particular group, I had three people in the food industry.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which I thought was fun. One had created a culinary travel business where you actually take a trip and go and taste a gourmet
fun.
Restaurants all around Barcelona and Spain.
Oh, my gosh. I missed her. I don't even know who that is.
And then I had another gal who has actually created these brownie pops that looked absolutely delicious. And she brought some and gave them to me, which
nice.
I must admit I will spoil myself on later. And then a third who's created like spices and is selling them to Whole Foods and has had some great success there. But how does she leverage it and grow it to other grocers?
Right.
Well, very interesting. Like, you know, just a range.
Really diverse. Yeah, exactly. So what role did you play today in specifically in the event? Did you do coaching? Did you we had one of your people here earlier who said she was the water girl, but we know she's really a loan underwriter. So what were you doing tonight?
My main job was to ring the bell.
You know, we heard you, and every time you rang the bell, everything got quiet, and we thought a bomb had gone off or something. So
the bell would ring when people would change
okay.
their 20-minute coaching sessions.
That's an important job.
Yes.
But, very important.
But I'm the founder of ACE, the organization that put this on.
I have certainly heard many good things about you recently.
Thank
Excellent.
You.
Yeah. You must have a stellar reputation in the community.
I have stellar staff.
Aww.
Well, Grace has been instrumental now for a long time in really helping entrepreneurs, whether they're male or female, with their businesses. But, you know, a year or so ago, I had lunch with Grace, and she said, I'd really love to do an entrepreneurship program dedicated to women, something really meaningful. And we talked about maybe even holding some sort of a really big program. But then we thought, this sounded like something that was doable, something where, you know, a number of women could really benefit. But it's been in the formation. It was one of Grace's kind of ideas for almost a year.
Wow, fantastic. So will you do it again?
I think so. It seems to be really successful. And I asked
like
the crowd
it.
Before the end, has it been successful? And they said yes.
Well, fantastic.
So we will.
I'm sure tonight you don't want to think about that, but maybe tomorrow morning, huh? Well, thank you, ladies, for being here with us tonight. It sounds like everybody enjoyed your event and having you here to talk about helping them along the way. And we certainly talked to a lot of people that are in various stages of development with their business, and it was really very interesting. Some just right off the rack and others that have been at it for 6 or 8 years. So you got a great cross-section of people here tonight. So thank you for being here tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. We really enjoy it.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thanks.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.